welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome, 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 welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome back for all of you that have been listening to the previous hour on the show. It is great to have you here. And we were traveling around the world, Dr. Nusheen Darvish. Of course, that's always like a fun thing. And by the way, Dr. Darvish is traveling right now, even as we speak. I think she's over in China. But we've got a great show for you today. Raise your vibration with psychic Karen Hager joining us here today. Raise your vibration. Now, you know, yesterday, and I'll tell you about Karen in a sec. Yesterday, I talked about, I think it was yesterday, we talked about what's hot and what's not. CJ was on. We talked about that. Talked about the X Factor. And I talked about New York Times bestselling book right now. I think he's in the top three or top one. He keeps going back and forth. Book called Every Day a Friday. It's a follow-up to his book that was called It's Our Time, or It's Your Time. And, of course, that's by Joel Osteen, if you don't know who he is, all right? So he writes for me, when I want to put on the smile on my face, I love to read his books because they're not like your average everyday self-help book. They're happy books. That's what you're going to hear from Karen today. You know, they're filled with stories. They're filled with, you know, spiritual stuff he talks about. But the bottom line, they are happy. They're happy little chapters in the book, and they're happy, happy. He's a happy man. If you're looking in the webcam, Benny, look at that picture.
Sharp,
look at that man.
Sharp-looking gentleman right
Is
there.
Is that a happy man? Mm-hmm. That's a happy man. And so today, Karen Hager's joining us here on the show because we're going to raise the vibration a little bit. If you're not feeling the happy bug right now, hopefully you're going to feel it in a minute. Joining me, Karen, of course, is, she's been on the show before. Just before you all are thinking, I know what you're thinking right now. Karen Hager's on the show. Is she going to open up the phone lines? Are we going to do readings? Absolutely. We're going to do that. For those of you that have the 1-800 number, you know what to do with that. Get ready to get in the pipeline. I'll give that out in a second. For those of you that know how to get your questions in instant feedback, go to drpatlive.com. You can also go to transformationtalkradio.com. And then Benny is going to be in charge of taking care of psychiconair.com and newskyradio.com, which are our CBS affiliates. So wherever you are, you're listening to this show in many, many places, some of you internationally, some of you from different parts of the country, some of you can call in, some of you can't. So we've made it so you can get all of your questions here. As an intuitive guide and psychic channel, Karen is someone that has been taking her message out, reaching wide groups of people across the globe. And we heard her story last time she was on about her own personal journey. And, you know, most of us, we hit our 40s and something happens. I don't know what happens. Like, I don't know if, like, our twin shows up or something takes over our body or there's some magical thing. It's kind of the strangest thing. Maybe Karen can kind of weigh in on that for me. But, you know, as the Fog City psychic, she works with people who are at a crossroads in their lives. Are they feeling stuck? I'm feeling a little stuck today myself. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. But today's show is about raising the vibration and much more. And so Karen has got a special super offer. But let's welcome her to the show. Karen, welcome you. I got to welcome you to the show because Benny is already getting up because the phones are already ringing and haven't given out the number yet. But we're going to take the calls. 1-800-930-2819. Welcome to the show. Happy face. You got your happy face on?
I do have my happy face on, as a matter of fact. And it's a genuine happy face. It's not one of those fake it till you make it happy faces.
It's not a Halloween happy face.
And it's not, oh, it's not a Halloween happy face. No, all those scary clowns. We can do a whole other show about the scary smiling clown. I don't want to talk about the scary smiling clown. I'm genuinely happy.
You know what? I had a traumatic experience when I was a child.
Oh.
I did. I grew up in New York, and my dad took us to the, you know, like the circus comes to New York.
Mm-hmm.
The Ringley, Barnum and Bailey, the whole deal used to come to New York. You remember that?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You know, I remember that. So it used to come in, right, to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared to death.
Yeah.
I was scared. I was scared about the clowns. I was scared about the big animals. I was afraid the people that were swinging back and forth on those bars were going to crash and burn. Tells you what kind of dark child I was.
Well, the thing about the scary clowns is sometimes they'll come and, like, pull you out of the audience for fun, right? You know, they want a volunteer to come and do whatever scary, terrifying, clownish thing they're going to do. What if you're sitting there and a scary clown comes and tries to pull you out of the audience? So, no, thank you.
I will tell you, I think they did that to my sister because she was there. But I'll tell you, they wouldn't even come near me. There's no way we're going to get the scary clown coming near the little kid that's stamping up and down, just stomping the feet and crying.
Oh.
And screaming.
Oh.
Like, get me out of here. Get me out of here. I want to get out of the circus. I hate the circus. Yeah. Sorry.
We're losing the happy vibe now. I think we were doing great.
No, we've got the happy vibe. But what I'm saying, that's a perfect example. I mean, come on. You know, I'm 5 years old or whatever age I was. I didn't know about how to flip the happy vibe on. Did you know what I'm saying? But we're not five anymore. And we're not in, you know, we're not five anymore. And, right, are we in Kansas or not?
No. Well, you know, you were talking about how when you're finding that when people get to their 40s, things start to shift. You know what happened for me, and I see this a lot in my work. The heart of what I do is working with people one-on-one to help get them intuitive guidance about what their next steps are going to be in their life. And I talk to a lot of people in their 40s. I'm in my 40s. When I hit this age, it occurred to me that waiting to do things until I grew up was silly because I was already a grown-up, and if I was going to do something, now was the time to do it. There's no waiting around for the time to be right. The time is right now.
Wow.
And so sometimes people get into their 40s. For some people, this happens in their 20s or their 30s or their 80s. When you realize that you're not waiting around for anything to happen, you're in charge, you're making it happen, that can be either really powerful or really scary. And you get to decide how you're going to take that and what you're going to do with it.
You know, it's kind of interesting we're having this conversation. I think I'm the Grim Reaper today. So I think you all that are calling in, you inspire me a little bit here. I don't know why I'm got a little bit of that going on right now. But, you know, it's really kind of cool because I knew I was going to have you on the show because we're going to talk about raise the vibration. You know, one of the things that I was referring to is this Joel Osteen book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's got in the book, I love the way he writes because he combines, this book in particular, he combines some of the latest scientific stuff with, you know, with his own personal message. And, you know, he's all about God.
Right.
You know, and for those of you out there, you know, you'll know that whatever it is that you choose to believe in is going to be what that thing that guides you to the path that you want to go. So he goes, and he says, scientists say that humans are programmed to mirror the facial expressions of others they encounter. So, you know, your smile is contagious.
Yeah.
Make a habit of smiling. You know, isn't that the coolest thing?
Yeah.
And yet we do not do it.
And, you know, something else, and I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I can't remember who it was, sort of teasing me for this. I made a conscious decision a little while ago that when somebody asked me how I was,
yeah,
I was going to say, I'm happy. And I found that when someone says, you know, hey, how are you? And you go, fine. Or, you know, great, except my, you know, tea is too cold or whatever. When I say happy, it changes the vibration. It changes the vibration for me, and it changes the vibration for the person who was expecting that other answer.
I love it.
And so that's another way. That's another way you can raise that vibration. Put a smile on your face. If someone asks you how you are, stay happy. Even if you're in a lousy situation and the only thing to be happy about is that you have somebody else to talk to at that moment, be happy about that.
Well, here's what we want to do. We want to be happy about all of you. We've got some people call in. Misha called in. Karen's calling in. We had Athena on there for a minute. Athena, give us a shout back. These phone lines are open. I want to just tell everybody, for your connection, your reading today with Karen, your question, get it ready. To get unstuck, you want to give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. We've actually got two lines open. They're going to shut up. They're going to shut real quick. 1-800-930-2819. And also, get your question in on our instant feedback systems. You can do it on, at psychiconair.com. Or you could do it at transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side, or drpatlive.com on the right-hand side. There's a way for you to ask your question. Now, before we go to break, Karen, tell everybody what you got planned for us, because you got something juicy for the listeners today.
I do, and this is a little bit silly, so bear with me. Every month, I do an online gallery reading called the Out of the Fog Salon, and the idea is that it's for a small group of people. We gather. All you need is a phone to be in the thing. We gather together, we do a meditation to raise the vibration of the group, and then what I do is go around the room and give everybody readings, just like we would at a normal gallery reading. Everybody gets about a 7-minute reading from me, so longer than you'll get on the air with me today, shorter than you would if we worked with each other privately. I love that event, and there's more information on that at fogcitypsychic.com. But here's what I want to do for you guys today. I've got a seat left for tonight's gallery reading. We are on at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. So don't go in for this if you can't be there, because that's going to stink, right?
No, you want to be there for
you
this. This
be
is
there.
Super. And what do you have, one seat left and you saved it for our listeners?
I've got one seat left. If you would like a free seat at the Out of the Fog Salon, you've got to use your psychic powers and email me the answer to this question. Are you ready? So concentrate. Here I am.
All right.
What color is my favorite bathrobe? Use your psychic powers. Email me the answer, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. After the show, I'm going to go through all the emails, and I'm going to pick the lucky listener. I'll let you know, okay, if you're the winner. If you're not the winner, never mind. I do this about once a month.
So here's the deal. You got to email Karen at karen@fogcitypsychic.com, and you're guessing what color Karen's bathrobe is. That's right.
Because I've got quite a few. I'm in radio, so why put on some clothes? But my favorite one.
I'm in the studio. I got to dress for this. Let's take a short break. We're taking your calls. We're taking your instant feedback questions. We'll be right back with Karen. We've got Misha. We've got Karen on the phone. We've got people waiting. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques. designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Why look so awfully tragic? Put on a happy face. Smiling can work like magic. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy.
Come on, Ben.
It's not your style.
Come on, you know this.
You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile.
Here we go.
Pick out a pleasant.
See that? Benny should be singing that to his little boys.
I don't know this song. It's
okay,
before my time.
It's like even before my time. Well,
no,
is it?
No, no, no.
Okay.
It's not that long ago. Come on, Pat.
Oh, there we go. Oh, no, it's not that long ago.
Hey, that's a compliment.
Wow. Karen, you're wondering why I don't have my happy face
that's
on
a compliment.
Today. Oh, there we go. That is a compliment. Thank you, Benny. It just didn't hit me like that. Coming up on another birthday, aren't we? There we go. Me and Benny just neck and neck in the birthday arena. Well, okay, Misha, Barbara, Karen, we got you going. Carol, I got your instant feedback message. Thank you, Carol from Ontario, Canada. Uber. But for those of you out there that want to send us messages, Benny's going to handle the New Sky Radio and the Psychic On Air feedback things that I think they still do that, right, Benny? Our buddies at CBS, that's just a heads up. And then for those of you that want to come through TransformationTalkRadio.com or the DrPatShow.com on the right-hand side, you can ask a question. Before we hit the phones, one more time, please, if you don't mind, Karen, tell everybody about what you're doing for this last seat you have for this event tonight. Wow.
Right. It's the Out of the Fog Salon. It's the online gallery reading where everybody gets a reading and we all laugh our heads off and have a really good time, too.
How fun is that?
It's so much fun. I can't stand it. See, I was saying to somebody else, I've got the best job in the world. And you got to put job in quotes. I've got the best, quote, job, unquote, in the world. That is tonight at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. If you can be there, don't do this if you can't be there because that's just going to be a bummer.
Okay.
If you can be there, use your psychic powers. And tell me the answer to this question.
Okay.
What color is my favorite bathrobe? And there's been some controversy about this already. My favorite bathrobe, because I've got a lot.
Okay.
Email me the answer. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. I'm going to go through the emails, and I will let the lucky winner know that he or she has got a seat in tonight's salon.
All right. And so I got a question for you. For people that are sending in the instant feedbacks on the instant feedback screen, do you need a name from them? Do you need a name and location?
Name and location is fine. You know, because I mostly read from the energy of the voice, it is not, I don't get as clear a connection over instant feedback or chat, but
okay.
I'm happy to try I'm game for anything.
Okay, so my buddy out there that sent in anonymous, can you please send in your name? That would be great. Just your first name. And just so you know, a lot of people leave that out, but we'd love to get that so we can get the vibration. I think we need to go to the phones, Mr. Benny.
All right, let's take Misha from, I believe it's Seattle.
Misha from Seattle, of course.
Hi. Hi, Karen. Hi, Ms. Pat.
Hi, Misha.
How are you? I see things changing for me drastically right now, and I'm thinking of doing different kind of like voiceover work or something in that arena, and I'm just curious what you see for me in the next few months, or, you know, if you see that actually working or panning out or that kind of thing.
Misha, I do see voiceover for you, and it starts as a sideline. I don't see you, like, earning all your money that way, but I do see that as a way that you can bring in extra, so it's like a little sideline. It's like a little branch off your main path. Mostly what I get when I look at you is that I feel like you're heading into a time when there's a lot of, I'm going to say competition, and I don't mean people, like, actively trying to knock you out or get in your way, but it's you having to really struggle to put yourself up to the level that you want to be, and that tells me that for you going forward, one of the most important things you can be doing for yourself now, if there's any education you need to get to where you want to be, if there's any mentoring or training you need, now's the time to go and get that, because in the next probably, I'm going to say 2 months for you or so, right about at the beginning of the year or before, you get a chance to step up to a new level, and I want you to be as ready as you possibly can. So if it's
cool.
voiceover that you want to pursue, go ahead and pursue that. Get any training. Get all your ducks in a row. Misa, you bring a lot of success with you, okay? And so whatever you try to do, you're going to succeed at, but just you're going to have to push a little bit and jostle to get in there.
Awesome. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you.
All right. A little pushing and a little jostling. I love that. I love the feel of that. Thank you, Misha, for joining us today. Let's go to my instant feedback. Carol from Ontario, Canada. Hey, Carol. Let me thank you for listening to the show. It's great to have you. Is there a loving relationship for me in the near future?
Hi, Carol. Yes, there is a loving relationship for you in the near future. And one of the things that I feel like kind of stands between you, it doesn't prevent the loving relationship. One of the things that's kind of in the way is I get this feeling of being discontented, like I'm squirming in my seat. This isn't working anymore. I need to find a new way out. I'm really uncomfortable. And I'm just guided to say to you, and I feel like your guides are saying this to you, Carol, that part of the way that you attract a loving relationship into your life is that you allow yourself to feed your creative impulses, use that super generous heart that you've got to reach out to other people. When you are feeling more fulfilled and less discontented, when you have more joy in your life, that opens up your whole vibration and lets that loving partner be aware of you. Right now, to me, energetically, you've kind of got your head down, and there's like the little, like Eeyore in the Winnie the Pooh movies, you know, there's like the little cloud over you, and it's okay to begin to explore your creativity, work on the things that bring you joy. That opens you up to that loving relationship. Yes, I do see that coming in soon. The timeline of that, though, depends on you. As you get happier, that relationship gets closer to you.
I love that. Might as well have been talking to me at that one. Carol, thanks for asking that question. Very, very good. If you've got a follow-up, Carol, just go ahead and shoot it through here. Mr. Benny.
All right, let's take now Barbara. She's calling in from Seattle. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Hey, Karen.
Hi there.
I am feeling stuck and very much frustrated with my seemingly inability to create what it is I want in life. And to be honest, I feel like I've been blocked and sabotaged in many respects. I guess my bottom line question is, I would love any insight into whether or not I should pursue an out-of-state relocation at this time, or if it's most important for me to remain in Seattle to bring some closure, more closure to something that I'd rather not go into right now.
That's fine. And you know, Barbara, so your guys are yelling at me, so I'm kind of cutting you off. I'm sorry. I'm getting yelled at here in my world. So here's the thing. It's true. I think you were sabotaged. People did not treat you right. You've not been treated with respect. Your true value has not been seen. That makes me mad, too, and I'm sorry that happened to you. And you don't have to put up with that. You already know that. With that said, understanding those feelings, feeling those feelings, it is okay for you, as you look at going forward, to let go of that a little bit, just unclench a little bit around all those feelings. And you've got a right to feel them, because that's not something you're making up. Unclench a little bit around that. The big word that comes up for you is right now is it's gratitude, but it's more like appreciation. Understand that you are one part of a really big picture. The creative efforts that you want to do are going to require the additional help from other people, even if that's just other people feeding your ideas, other people sparking your imagination, and you don't have to go it alone, okay? The thing about staying in Seattle to get closure, I feel like that's something you take on your back like a giant burden, and you feel, I'm going to carry this huge thing all alone. Ask for help. Understand that there's help available for you to help ease the burden. And getting that sense of gratitude, with the idea of appreciation. Understand that you are not supposed to have to do everything yourself or carry everything yourself. That's going to make it a lot easier for you to move forward. If you were to relocate out of state at this time, Barbara, my sense is that the stuckness and the issues would kind of follow you. It's one of those things where you know, it's the different city, same stuff, right?
Right. No, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what I think your guides are kind of hollering at me, and that makes me think that maybe you may be getting messages in your dreams. It may be that you're getting intuitive guidance that way as well. Please pay attention to your dreams.
Okay.
Allow yourself, it's like I said to the other caller, allow yourself to feel some joy and understand you're connected to a much bigger picture. It doesn't have to be all you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's quite helpful, and it sounds like it's best for me to just stay put until this is brought to closure, because I don't want to carry things wherever I go. I want to clean this up, and I want to do that now. So.
Yeah, and you deserve some freedom and some lifting of that burden.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Thank
you very much.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Hey, we're taking your calls here. You know what? I think I so get what you were just talking about, Karen, because so often I have really dragged some things with me. As a matter of fact, I went in about 6 years ago, went to Port Townsend and had a tea reading, tea leaf reading.
Oh, cool.
You know that, tea leaf?
Yeah.
So there's a woman that comes up to Port Townsend, comes down from Canada to Port Townsend. She comes every summer. So I remember walking in there, right? So I think this is kind of what you were talking about. I didn't really get it until she nailed me on it. So I walked, the minute I walked through her door, I hadn't even gotten close to her yet. I walked through her door and she stood up and she started to scream at me. And she said, "Oh my God, get those coffins out of here." And she went, and I said, "Well, what are you talking about? I don't have." She said, "You have got a ball and chain, three of them, ball and chain on your arms and on your legs, and you are dragging three metal coffins in the room."
Wow.
And I said, "Well, I'm not leaving. You got to help me get rid of them."
Get the bolt.
I'm not leaving. I said, "You know what? You're just going to have to deal with it. You're the tea leaf psychic reader." So that was my first understanding of how we bring things forward with us. And it turned out to be a very interesting conversation with her. And during the reading, which was also kind of scary for me. See, this is part of the circus story again. So we're sitting there and she's got the tea leaves, and I actually don't know how tea leaf readings work, right? I just know they put the tea and then they put the water. So what happens? She's doing the reading and the cup with the tea and the tea leaves starts to vibrate itself off the edge of the table.
Get out.
From the middle of the table. So this is where I went, "Oh, my goodness. I think I've got some work to do." Karen Hager joining me here today. We're taking your calls if you want to sign up, find out what's going on, get unstuck, get a little happy face going on today. 1-800-930-2819 is toll-free. 1-800-930-2819 is our toll-free number. I've got a bunch of folks coming in here from Michigan and some other places. We're going to get you on air. Give us a shout. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I knew a girl.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression. and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself, so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
Why look so awfully tragic? Put on a happy face. Smiling can work like magic. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I'm actually feeling a whole lot better thanks to Karen Hager joining me here today. Fog City Psychic is in the house. For those of you that want to connect with Karen before the hour is up, we've given you a bunch of ways to do it, but I will give you our toll-free number one more time, 1-800-930-2819. You can call in, 1-800-930-2819. Benny is getting some instant feedback messages from Psychic on Air. I'm getting them from TransformationTalkRadio.com and the DrPatShow.com. So, Angela, I will be right there. Benny, where would you like to go first?
Let's hit up that instant message, actually. Let's take off to, or if anybody else wants to write in, they can do that at newskyradio.com or psychiconair.com. And Diane from Atlanta, Georgia has done so. She's written in. She goes, hello, everybody. I really am enjoying the show. Speaking of stuck, I've been feeling stuck for a couple of years and have had no idea what to do. I feel like I've been trying to climb out of a hole, and every time I think I have my footing, I fall back into the bottom. Appreciate the advice. So she says, thanks a lot. So that is from Diane in Atlanta, Georgia. What do you got for her?
Hi, Diane. Thank you very much. I'm glad I'm enjoying it too, but I'm glad that you're enjoying it. So I'm having a great time.
I'm having a blast.
Everybody's just, like, happy.
Great, yeah.
When I look at your hole, Diane, I just want to make you aware of the fact that you may have a little bit of energetic work to do around the idea of what would happen if you finally climbed out of the hole. What would it feel like to actually climb out of the hole? You're familiar with the feeling of getting all the way out. The way that my guide shows it to me is it's like you get all the way out and then it's like the zombie reaches up, you know, from underneath and grabs your ankle and pulls you back into the hole. I would love to see you just spend a little bit of time thinking about what it would mean, what your life would look like if you got out of the hole. Because I can't really talk to you, you give me a lemon, like not like sourness, but lemon, like that wonderful, refreshing yellow smell of lemon with you. I would love to see you using some kind of essential oil, some kind of aromatherapy stuff to kind of wake up all of your brain as you're setting new intentions and making new ideas about going forward. So my advice for you, Diane, is to think about what it would be like to step out of the hole and then really put some time into imagining in that. Call that forward. Start believing that this time you're going to get out of the hole. Sometimes what pulls us back in, Diane, is that we get so used to the pattern of being pulled back in, we we don't know another way to do it. So change things up. Assume that this time you're getting out of the hole, and that may help lift you out of it. So I hope that that helped.
Oh, you know, I think all of us, that is like information for the, all of us, information. Let's go to the phones, Mr. Benny.
All right, let's take now Karen from Everett.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Awesome. Was it cold up there in Everett this morning?
It's gorgeous and sunny.
Yeah. You know, when I left Bothell, it was gorgeous and sunny, and it's got a little fog down here in Bellevue. So send that sun down.
Absolutely.
How can we help you?
We get it as much as we can get it.
Totally. Karen, meet Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Have you got a question I can look at for you?
Yes, I am trying to determine, I'm looking for new work, and if it would be best for me to stay in the industry that I was in or maybe switch industries.
What I'm doing, Karen, is looking at the difference in your energy when you give me those two ideas. When people give me a path or a choice, I get a ding or a blat, okay? When you say stay in the same industry, I get kind of a blat, and it's more like a, okay, same industry. I don't know how long you've really been in that industry, but I feel like you've been there for the last 88,000 years. I'm bored. I'm not finding a lot to do. I can do it. I'm good at it. Taking your skills, because you're darn good at what you do, taking your skills and moving to a new industry gives you a different perspective on your work, and I think it also opens some doors up for you to advance a little bit. I feel like as you take a new opportunity, you're getting a little bit, get a little bit of a leg up, get a little bit of a higher standing. And along with that, I feel like people notice you more. This gives you, the new job gives you, you stand out a little bit more, and people notice you more, and your leadership abilities are seen. The big theme that comes up for you, Karen, is having the aha moment, is understanding that you are in charge of your destiny. You're not going to have to wait for somebody to, like, hand it to you or tell you what to do. You feel to me like you're really overdue for that. Oh, I get it. I can do whatever I want. And that's going to give you the power you need to go forward. But to answer your question, yeah, new industry sounds better than the old industry. You're going to be using the same skills, but I feel like it gets you better known and gives you some new perspective. You feel a little bit bored and cranky.
Mild.
Yeah, well, she told me the same thing today.
Wow.
Karen, she told me the same thing today, so there we go.
Oh, my God. Next.
Yeah. But you know what? I've got, like, the Benny playing Put on the Happy Face song. Did you hear it playing?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Put on the happy, you put on that. But, you know, it's true. We can, I mean, look at how we're kind of smiling and, you know, literally within, what, 2 to 3 minutes here, the vibration and energy made a shift. Can you feel that, Karen?
Oh, I definitely feel it. And it doesn't mean, it doesn't mean, Karen, that your concern isn't real or that any of the caller's concerns aren't real. It's about the perspective with which you look at your situation.
Oh, no, I'm totally there with you.
Yeah.
I mean, Karen
Absolutely.
And Everett, right? I mean, we're not saying that, you know, like whatever's going on is not going on.
Right.
But what we are saying is happiness is a choice.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So
finding that happiness choice every day.
I love that. So, Karen, I got a burning question for you before we have to run.
Yes.
Karen and Everett. Karen, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Well, you know what? I have so many things in my bag of tricks. I'm undecided until I get to the moment.
I know.
One of my favorite holidays of the year.
It is my favorite holiday of the year. Did you hear me say the other day that it's also a past anniversary from a past relationship? I will never do that again. Never pick your favorite holiday for your anniversary day. But I'm contemplating what I'm going to be, too. So, anyway, let's keep the vibe going. Yeah, so what were you going to ask me? Yeah, I might just go out and decide to be, I was either going to be a biker chick or I was going to be a radio chick. So what do you think?
Well, I think you're already a radio chick. Why not try something new?
Okay, I think just solved my problem. Thank you, Karen. Have a great day.
Thanks, Karen. I feel the same way. You already are a radio chick.
It is true. It is. I think I was just, that was a little cop out. I was copping out. All right, Mr. Benny.
All right, let's take now Alex from Mount Vernon. She's actually driving down from Mount Vernon, but
okay.
We'll get a whereabouts. Maybe a traffic check while okay. We're at it, too.
So we can play Where's Alex?
Exactly.
Where's Alex?
Alex, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, Alex, where are you?
Hi, I'm almost to Mount Lake Terrace.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. How can we help you today?
Hi. I just had I don't know how to really ask the question, but I've been with my... It's about my husband and I. Okay. We've been together for about 13 years since high school. And for the past year, it's been challenging, I guess I would say. So I'm wondering what Karen sees for us.
Alex, the first thing that comes up for you is the idea of... I get the idea of the passion coming back in, and I know it's a family show, but we're talking physical passion. We're talking about reawakening that thing that drew you together in the first place. As I give that idea to you, I feel like you're going, right, that'll happen. But what I do see ahead for you guys is a kind of a reawakening of that sense of passion, that connection between you that brought you together in the first place. Communication has become, to me, such a big issue in this relationship that the door to opening the door just to communicating, to even really almost seeing each other, has got to start with that ability to have honest communication. You don't have to start with who did what to who or who was wrong or who was right. Start where you are right now. That communication opens the door to an improving relationship between the two of you. But here's the kicker. If you choose it and if your partner chooses it, okay, you guys have to both be willing to work on this to make it go. You feel to me, Alex, you feel super magnetic right now, and like your life force is very strong. And I think that if you direct some of that energy toward the relationship, I think you find that things are going to improve. But you've got free will, and if what you want is not that, then don't do it because some lady told you on the radio to do it. It's all up to you, but if you want, that's the path that I see for you.
What do you think of that, Alex?
Wow, I mean, cheers. Thank you.
Mm.
Oh, no, I made you cry and drive at the same time. All right, both hands on the wheel, and Hannah, too.
That's good.
I'm glad it was helpful. Many, many blessings to you, Alex.
Yeah. Thanks, sweetie. Thank you, Alex.
Quick one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you see counseling for us? Because my husband is kind of iffy about talking about personal things with people he doesn't know.
So right now when I look at that possibility, I can't read your husband without his permission, but I can kind of bounce myself off of you and go and look for him. And when I do that and I bring up counseling, he's just like turned his whole body away from me, okay? He's not just the cold shoulder, he's turned his whole body. There's got to be that communication first. There's got to be an honest starting from where we are right now. My sense is that things have gotten so crusty and tangled up and just jumbled together that if I try to start communicating and I'm not willing to start from now and go forward, I just get sucked back into the past. It's like that woman who wrote in about being pulled back into the hole. I don't want to have the same argument again. I don't want to go over it all again. I want to move forward.
Mm.
That's the communication that has to start to happen before counseling. Counseling would be great, but again, if he's not willing to do it, then it's not going to be a helpful thing for him.
Karen, can I ask a question?
Sure, Karen.
What if it were a male counselor? Because we have a regular, Peter Kane, who is a relationship and counseling expert. Would it matter if it was a man versus a woman?
A joint session is important for them, but I think
right.
If he was seeing the male counselor and it was a private conversation, yes, a male counselor is great. I don't want him to feel judged.
Okay.
He judges himself a lot anyway, and so does Alex, right? But a male counselor is great for him, especially if there can be one-on-one, if there can be private sessions between him and the male counselor, yes.
Okay. All right, good. Alex, are you okay with that? Did you get all that?
Yeah, I did. Thank you so much.
You bet, Alex. Have a great day. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll try to get to all of you. Denise, Athena, Angela, hang on. We will be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Karen Hager.
So spread sunshine all over. Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. If you've missed any part of this, go to drpatlive.com. If you want to connect with Karen Hager on a regular basis, you're going to find out right now how to do that. Angela, Athena, Denise, we'll get to you in a second. Karen, a couple things. Need your website. Need information about your radio show. Need information about this amazing offer you have for tonight. So if you wouldn't mind, please, one more time.
The best place to find out everything you need to know is FogCityPsychic.com. That's my website. If you go there, you can get information about the online gallery reading. You can get information about my upcoming live appearances in San Francisco. And if you are someone who needs a longer reading than you got on the radio today,
right,
would you please email me or get in touch through the website? My email is Karen@FogCityPsychic.com. And let's set something up so that we can talk privately. That's the heart of my work. That's why I'm here. That's what makes
right.
me passionate. Now, Here's the silly but exciting offer. The Out of the Fog Salon is tonight. That's an online gallery reading where everyone who attends gets a reading and has a great time in the process. I've got one free seat, and I want to give it away to you. Use your psychic powers and answer this question. Are you ready? What color is my favorite bathrobe? Email me the answer, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at FogCityPsychic.com. I will pick a winner from among those who have the correct answer,
and
I'll let you know.
Do you have a phone number that people can call to set up a session with you? Because I'm just thinking of Alex now, who's driving. And, you know, I'm wondering if we can just, you know, let people know how to schedule a full session with you.
Right. To schedule a full session, please contact me through the website. That's FogCityPsychic.com. Because I'm on the phone all day,
It's
very difficult for me to get for people to get through to me on the phone, and so it saves frustration and is quicker if you email me or contact me through FogCityPsychic.com.
And, you know, all of this is really important now. We're jumping into the holiday season. Mr. Benny.
All right. Denise now from Kit has called in. Denise, welcome to the show.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. Hi, Denise. I had a question. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had a question because lately I'm having to rebuild again. I'm kind of on like, well, we had plan A, we had plan B, C, D, and I'm trying to come up with plan E for, you know, life in general. And the thing is, I'm so accustomed to doing stuff through willpower, and I can do this, and I'm going to get through it, and I'm going to succeed. But I've gotten to the point where I don't have any more gumption left. It's, like, empty. And it's not that I don't attempt to take care of myself. You know, I kind of quasi-regularly meditate and do yoga and stuff. But I have nothing left, I feel like, as far as willpower to see myself through doing some really basic stuff that I just that I need to do to rebuild again, and I'm really tired.
Yes, you are really tired. One of the things that I want to say to you, first of all, is that you're so strong. You're a super survivor. Okay, that probably means something to you. You are a super survivor. So what you've been through is beyond a movie of the week. Okay, you are a super survivor, and you do have the strength, and you do push forward, and you do prevail no matter what. So I need to let you know, first of all, that everything's going to be okay, and I need to let you know how much you are supported and loved in spirit and with your guides and with the angels around you, okay? You are exhausted, and I mean exhausted like there's nothing left in the well, okay? And when that happens, one of the most important things that you can do is allow yourself to reconnect with Source and recharge your energy. It doesn't have to be meditation. It doesn't have to be yoga. It doesn't have to be anything anybody tells you to do. What it does need to be is something that brings you joy. I love to knit, and I can recharge my energy by sitting around and knitting because that's like prayer for me. So it doesn't have to be like some specific spiritual thing that you do. Please do what brings you joy. One of the things about being a survivor is you're always looking over your shoulder. You're always looking to see what's going to happen next. You're always looking for the next outcome. Please take a little bit and just rest and allow yourself to reconnect and understand how you are held. Yes, there will always be a plan F and G and all the way through Z. You're going to be fine, okay? There's always more plans, but you're being called very strongly to please just stop, step back, and recharge yourself, reconnect. Give yourself the gift of feeling that connection, that love from your connection with Source, okay? Mm-hmm. Is that helpful? You asked me a specific question. I responded with woo-woo. But is that helpful? Do you understand what I mean?
It is a bit. I think so.
Okay. Mm. You're allowed to have woo-woo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Denise.
Allowing a little more woo-woo in might help, okay? Mm-hmm. But only as it feels right to you.
Denise, when I was at a very similar place, actually not too long ago, I think Karen put it mildly, the well was dry for me in every aspect of my life. And I just sat down one day and I just, whatever, I don't know what your spiritual practice is, but mine for that day was God, you know what? I am done. I am going to turn this problem over to you. And I am giving you an assignment. And you promised me, dude, that you would take care of this.
Yep.
And then I brought in the goddess Isis, and I said, Isis, keep track. Make sure God does this. So whatever works for you, Einstein said it best.
The problem is, I mean, I can recharge, but like even the recharging doesn't seem to be recharging as much as it used to.
Yeah, I get it.
Does that make any sense?
Oh,
it's
totally.
Because the connection is so frayed.
Yes.
Because of overuse.
Yep.
That it's going to take you longer to recharge, and the old ways may not do it anymore.
It's like my electric toothbrush right now. I mean, it really is. This is the way we work. This is the way our energy works. You know I need another electric toothbrush, but I keep trying to put that toothbrush back in the charger and force that thing to work. And it really it's saying, unplug me. I need a break.
Yeah.
Okay, Denise?
Yeah, I could possibly have heard all day. Thank you so much.
You bet. Rock on. Rock on. Mr. Benny.
All right, we have less than 2 minutes. Let's try to bring on Athena and help her out.
Athena, what can we do for you today?
I feel the same as the previous caller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Athena, hello. You're in what we call on my the lightning round, so I'm going to try to get to it really, really quick. What your guides are saying to me, Athena, first of all, is that you'll have to let me know or email me to let me know if this makes sense. You don't have anything to be ashamed of, okay? Any self-judgment, any criticism that's coming at you, that's fine. There it is. It's the criticism. You know you're right. You know you're okay. And embracing that, embracing your own power, embracing your rightness. I don't mean you're better than everybody else because you're only just about as good as me and everybody else. Not that you're better, but embracing your right to be here, your right to move forward, your right to exist and do what's next for you is going to really help you move forward. I'm also really, I want to look at issues, and I'm not a medical intuitive. I was a theater major, but I really want to look for you at issues around your physical body, especially around your, like your thyroid feels like an issue to me. And so I would just suggest looking that out. That may help with some of the problems. I feel really fatigued, and I feel kind of heavy and cold with you. And so I would just go ahead and take a look at that if that is helpful information. The most important thing to remember is that you've got every right to be here, and you have the right to move forward. But don't let anybody else put their shame or any junk on you. You don't need that.
All right. Thank you. Karen, thank you so much for joining us today. Angela, thank you so much. We didn't get to your question. Maybe I'll send it on to Karen for you. All right, everybody. Remember, tomorrow, Madeline, Cosmic Connections. Karen, Transformation Talk Radio. Mr. Benny, have a happy one. We'll see you guys next time.